on this edition of The Good Stuff with Mike and Kim, Singing with the Lutherans by Garrison Keller.
Hey, and we all know prices have been going up, and so I've got some ways people are handling that.
All right, we're going to remind you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Well, you're probably sitting there starting to plan your vacation for next summer. We invite you to go to visitvalentine.org. Check out 50 things to do and more here in Cherry County, Nebraska.
And Tri-State Livestock News. You know they are the reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health. They cover ag politics and so much more. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and you can get your copy by going to tsln.com and subscribing there.
This was sent into The Good Stuff from Bev Hawling, and it was written by Garrison Keeler. You might remember that name. Singing with the Lutherans. I've made fun of Lutherans for years. Who wouldn't if you lived in Minnesota? But I have also sung with Lutherans, and that is one of the main joys of life, along with hot baths and fresh sweet corn. We make fun of Lutherans for their blandness, their excessive calm, their fear of giving offense, their constant guilt that burns like a pilot light, their lack of speed, and also for their secret fondness for macaroni and cheese. But nobody sings like them. If you ask an audience in New York City, a relatively Lutheran-less place, to sing along on the chorus of Michael, Row the Boat Ashore, they will look daggers at you as if you had asked them to strip to their underwear. But if you do this among Lutherans, they'll smile and row that boat ashore and up on the beach and down the road. Lutherans are bred from childhood to sing in four-part harmony. It's a talent that comes from sitting on the lap of someone singing alto or tenor or bass and hearing that harmonic intervals by putting your little head against that person's ribcage. It's natural for Lutherans to sing in harmony. We're too modest to be soloists, too worldly to sing in unison. When you're singing in the key of C and you slide into the A seventh and D seventh chords, all 200 of you, it is an emotionally fulfilling moment. I once sang the bass line of Children of the Heavenly Father in a room with about 3,000 Lutherans in it. And when we finished, we all had tears in our eyes, partly from the promise that God will not forsake us, partly from the proximity of all those lovely voices. By our joining in harmony, we somehow promise that we will not forsake each other. I do believe this. People, these Lutherans who love to sing in four-part harmony, are the sort of people that you could call up when you're in deep distress. If you're dying, they'll comfort you. If you're lonely, they'll talk to you. And if you're hungry, well, they'll give you tuna salad. If you laughed while hearing this, you must be a Lutheran. And the following is a list compiled by a 21st century Lutheran who, observing other Lutherans, wrote down exactly what he saw or heard. Number one, Lutherans believe in prayer, but would practically die if asked to pray out loud. Number two, Lutherans like to sing except when confronted with a new hymn or a hymn with more than four stanzas.
Oh, dear.
Number three, Lutherans believe their pastors will visit them in the hospital, even if they don't notify them that they're there. Number four, Lutherans usually follow the official liturgy and will feel that it's their way of suffering for their sins. Number five, Lutherans believe in miracles and even expect miracles, especially during their stewardship visitation programs or when passing the plate. Number six, Lutherans feel that applauding for their children's choirs would make them too proud and conceited. And number seven, Lutherans think that the Bible forbids them from crossing the aisle while passing the peace. Number eight, Lutherans drink coffee as if it were the third sacrament. And number nine, some Lutherans still believe that an ELCA bride and an LCMS groom make for a mixed marriage. Number 10, Lutherans feel guilty for not staying to clean up after their own wedding reception in the fellowship hall. Number 11, Lutherans are willing to pay up to a dollar for a meal at church. Maybe inflation's up that to a couple dollars, but this is all in fun, folks. Just remember, yeah. Okay?
And we can laugh because we've been Lutheran.
One more of those. Lutherans still serve Jell-O in the proper liturgical color for the season and think that peas and a tuna noodle casserole holds too much color.
Very entertaining. Good job, Mike. Hey, guess what? We're already out of time on The Good Stuff, but I'll be back. We'll both be back, and I'll share what I talked about earlier, handling the high prices. Thanks for joining us for The Good Stuff.